This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you guys were growing up, who was your favorite teacher in school? I liked shop. I didn't like home ec. I did not like my home ec teacher, but I liked shop. He was gorgeous. Remember, I went to 12 schools, so I had hundreds of different teachers. I did not like my gym teacher, the female. I liked the male gym teacher. I just got along with men more. I just did. So male gym teachers could either be your favorite teacher in school or your worst. You'll either hate your coach or you'll love your coach. And some of these gym teachers are very, very interesting, okay? You guys used to call it PE, physical education. Now I think they call it health and fitness, but it was PE. You'd be in PE. And I used to love it when we got to play with the guys and the male gym teacher would come over. And he would just, you know, be all muscular and all cool. And we girls would be like, hi. You know, they'd be like, hi. And then our female gym teacher would be like, get back in line. They're like, oh, yeah. You know, because she wanted to talk to the gym teacher. You know, and all right, fine. And I remember, you know, they always had cellulite. My female gym teachers always had cellulite. And I remember being afraid to work out. Because I'd be afraid I'd get cellulite. And it's true. I one day we need to talk about cellulite, but I, you know, her legs, most of them would be very muscular looking, but full of cellulite. And you didn't hide it back then in the 80s like you should have, or maybe they didn't care. So I'm like, well, I don't want to look like her. Yeah, and you end up looking like a gym teacher anyway. It just happens. You know, but again, I mean, if you're going to, you know, buff up, you're going to buff up. So male gym teachers would either be a coach and kind of a jerky coach, right? But they'd usually always be nice to the girls, okay? You know, they always smile at the girls, like, hi, Dee, yeah, you know, finally a teacher likes me, because most teachers hate me. Or they'd be they'd just be kind of cool. Well, one teacher was trying to be cool, and he just got fired. So a 30-year-old middle school gym teacher, Brett Belsky, just got canned. He was fired from Middle School 890 in Brooklyn. His Fortnite username was The Belsky. Okay, I mean, he didn't hide it. His name is Brett Belsky, and he played Fortnite with his kids in class. He told the students in his class they could play him if they did well in gym. So he played two students, age 11 and 12, for around 20 minutes. So one told their father, and he gets fired. The teacher maintains that they got the wrong impression that he was only trying to motivate the children. Now, I'm confused. I've played Fortnite. It's not as bad as GTA. I don't think it's as bloody as World of Warcraft, but it can be bloody. And, I mean, you know, basically you jump out of a floating van or whatever, and then you end up, needing to get guns and, you know, do these things, and you could work with others, you could work by yourself. And I guess last year he wrote his Fortnite username on a whiteboard for students at the school to add him, saying that he would play with them if they did well in class. He played two of the students for about 20 minutes, and apparently there's been an investigation. And the special commissioner of the investigation for the New York City School District said he had been engaging in inappropriate internet conduct with the youngsters and had not followed social media rules. Now, as a teacher, this kind of worried me because I wanted to, one of the reasons why I started learning Fortnite is because my students played it. And they were like, Dr. Wax, you know, I, what's your character's name? But, you know, and it's like, I don't see that as a problem. I mean, again, they're grown-up students, right? So what issue is that? I never got past the first game. I just had too much to do, and I thought I would lose. And the last thing I need is, you know, my students kicking my butt. So I had my son, you know, teach me Fortnite, and I was like, you know what? It's cool, but I got to do it when I have more time. And I'm just too busy, so I don't have time to become really good at Fortnite. But the reason why I guess I feel a little, I just feel a little shooken up by this is I don't see the sleaze. I don't see the bad unless this game does have levels that's really violent or that's politically incorrect. Now, I think I see what he was doing. And again, this is only supposition, but, you know, this guy's in his 30s. He's trying to connect with the students. Okay, he plays Fortnite. If the kids connect with them, trust me, when the kids connect with you, it is like night and day. You know, I'm not the most studious academic person, but the reason why my students would learn from me is because I could connect to them. Once they listen and they're engaged, you can educate them. And then you can enlist them. That's the three E's. So when you could connect with them on that level going, guys, look, okay, you listen to me in class, you do a good job, and then, all right, you can have at me at Fortnite. Now, in the olden days, you could have at the gym teacher by boxing him or whatever, which would be pretty intimidating because the gym teacher could kick your butt. So now, rather than letting the kids beat him up in gym class, right, or wrestle with him because that's now not politically correct, he's like, all right, you can do it on the video game. Oh, and he did it to offer the kids an incentive. Unfortunately, though, he was supposed to get parental consent beforehand. So he does plan on appealing his firing. He has his union lawyer. He said it's perception. It's the impression. And he said people cannot get the wrong impression. So you guys out there realize that people are getting fired or in trouble for things that you would have never thought would be a problem. And we're going to, in the next segment, talk about creativity, where for decades we were told that the most successful marketers, the most successful doctors, the most successful teachers were the ones that got creative and, you know, colored outside the line. The problem is in this day and age, it is the absolutely wrong thing to do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So as a doctor, I get people asking me all the time, whether it's on Facebook, social media, email, if they could do something for their ailment and it work just fine, right? Like, for example, for a cough, can I just give my kid some brandy? I'll get asked that this winter. Well, in the olden days, yeah, that we would tell you to do that. Give your kid a little bit of brandy or a little bit of whiskey. Knock out the cough, let them sleep. That's what we used to do in the olden days before we, you know, would just run to the doctor and give him antibiotics. Now, if I would say that, I would be in so much trouble telling somebody to give their kid alcohol underage. This is, we're going to talk about being creative and things that we used to do to cure or, you know, succeed in the office setting, succeed at work. And unfortunately, the more creative, the more enemies you make and the more in trouble. You know, teachers, I don't know which movie it was, and there's been tons of them, where you think outside the box and you just change it up. And when you change it up, things just work. Okay, well, we'll start with Big, right? So you have Tom Hanks, right, who ends up being a grown-up in a kid's body. He grew up, overnight because of that, you know, that fortune teller wish thing. And because he has a kid's perspective, it just changes up the whole entire, you know, toy department, marketing department. And things happen, things work, and it's a big, happy story. But he actually has a kid. Falls in love with a 30-some-year-old woman. Who knows? Anyway. Same thing with, you'll see this with 9 to 5 or with radio shows or with, wasn't there a radio show where Dolly Parton was like a radio host and all of a sudden she just, you know, whatever, you know, started, she kind of Howard Sterned it and then just boom. And this idea of Howard Sterning or just changing it up or whatever, up until recently was the way to go. That's how you become a teacher whose students love and whose students listen to. That's how you become a doctor that actually cares for their patients and gets stuff done. That's how you get the marketing account. Now, from a marketing perspective, I think a lot of us saw the Super Bowl commercials. There was the one with Andy Warhol, I guess, eating a hamburger from Burger King, or it was supposed to be a Burger King commercial. I thought that was a horrible commercial. They tried to kind of, you know, go beyond, you know, tried to, you know, think outside the box on that one, and I didn't like it at all. But luckily, nothing was politically incorrect. But people are starting to, in this day and age, be very confined with what they could do, with what they could say, and patients especially have been very frustrated with doctors. Like, examples of, well, look, you know what, I have a cough. If I can't get a cough syrup with codeine, can I take my pain medication from surgery to stop these coughing fits so I finally get a good night's sleep? If I can get a good night's sleep, I can maybe get better. Now, let's just stop and listen to that. You have a patient with coughing fits, a really bad bronchitis that is viral. They're not getting antibiotics anymore for viral bronchitis. Doctors are not doing that. Some are, but in general, if your doctor is a hired doctor, a doctor who is employed by somebody else, that doctor is going to get in trouble for giving you antibiotics. So you have a horrible cough. It's not going away. It's keeping you up at night. You haven't now slept for days, so you're having trouble fighting a cold because you can't sleep. And you want a cough syrup with some codeine. That's not being done now because of the whole opioid crisis. And so you ask your doctor, can I just take a pain pill from my leftover surgery from a year ago or from a couple years ago? Now, 10 years ago, the doctor might say, yeah, cut it in half, give it a try. Now, oh, no. Now, your doctor's going to say, well, no, hold off, because if it's an old medication that's expired, you should throw it out. Number two, don't be taking narcotics. Number three, no, you need to come in and be seen. I mean, and there's all these, all these rehearsed scripts that doctors now follow. And it's very frustrating as a doctor because I don't follow a script. I ad-lib. I hate scripts. Okay, don't tell me what to say. I got this. And here are patients going, okay, look, if I could get myself some to sleep and stop this coughing and stop the irritating, I'm not going to bleed when I cough. It's going to not cause more inflammation. I think I'm going to get better. And we doctors won't have it. So people kind of do stuff on their own or whatever. You know, somebody had eye eczema years ago. And I knew a little bit of steroid would help with their eye. But you can't put steroid cream near the eye because you can't get steroid cream into the eye, like hydrocortisone. You don't want to get that into the eye. So what I did is I found a eye steroid drop. This is that we use for very rare occasions. An ophthalmologist will use it for people with eye inflammation. Family doctors at the time were not allowed to write this stuff. It was only supposed to be the eye doctors that could write it. But I wrote it for it to go outside the eye on the lid. So if any hydrocortisone did fall into the eye, it was already an eye preparation, so it was safe. So I wrote it as put the drops on your finger and then dab it onto the eyelid for that eye eczema, lid eczema. Brilliant idea, safe, effective. Pharmacist calls, oh, you can't do that. You're not an ophthalmologist. I go, it's for the lid. Well, why are you doing that? I go, because he's got lid eczema and, well, he needs a steroid. It's by the eye. Oh, so see, he puts his on the eye. It's not going in the eye. It's going on the finger. And I love pharmacists. And again, bless them because they, you know, find mistakes that we make. But what is the big flipping deal for going, you know, outside and thinking outside the box? At work, if that happens, and, you know, it's, you know, and let's say you actually are successful. I've been in jobs where I successfully think outside the box. It's a hit. We get the results we want. Doesn't matter, people mad. They don't want to harbor a behavior or an attitude of people going rogue. They want everybody falling into line, falling into place, even if it means you're unsuccessful. So a lot of you guys are seeing what I'm seeing, where you could just, you know, crush it at work. Just, I mean, crush it. People love you, you're getting stuff done, but because you stand out, Same thing. This professor, this, you know, medical school teacher, played a video game. He got the kids to connect. So, going back to medicine, many of you guys are going to be more and more and more frustrated. And I hear the frustration, and it kills me. You know, there was somebody that had a plantar's wart, and they wanted to know what they could do at home for it. And again, because of liability and all that, I'm like, no. You got to go in. You got to get it seen. You got to have the cryotherapy, whatever. My dad made me stick my foot in turpentine, and it worked. I can't recommend that, though, because, again, it could be doing harm. So I have to go by guidelines, and I get it. You don't want doctors to go rogue. That's why. You don't want a doctor going rogue. Look at that doctor that told the parents to give their kid marijuana for his bipolar symptoms. He lost his license. He went off script. The kid was having some major mood disorders, and I'm not saying he's innocent, but what if this kid was having some major mood disorders and this doctor is like, this kid is going to be on a life of medication and he's hormonal right now and he needs to develop. Why not try a little bit of pot, see if that mellows the moods, stops the mood swings, and then he doesn't have to be on pharmaceuticals throughout his childhood. What if it was all the best intention? Doesn't matter. The guy lost his license. They said he diagnosed the child too soon. Why? Well, the plan is you send a kid to a psychologist and a psychiatrist. You let them evaluate them. And I agree with that. You know, and then they get started on a pharmaceutical. You don't just start giving kids marijuana. So we are not encouraging any outside-the-box thinking, even if it may work. That's just the society we're in right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House could vote on a big budget deal as early as Thursday, setting the stage for a final Senate vote on Friday. The compromise deal would avert another partial government shutdown and would include money for border security. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells Fox News, there seems to be some bit of compromise in this deal.
This has made some progress. Nancy Pelosi said she wasn't going to give a dollar for the wall. This has roughly $1.4 billion that'll go towards the wall that the whole country knows that we need, knows that the president is going to make happen.
A winter storm in California is bringing up to 6 inches of rain in the valley. Meanwhile, mountain areas and mountain ranges above 6,000 feet could see 3 to 6 feet of snow. That storm will move west to east and cause more havoc as we head towards the weekend. Meanwhile, President Trump is welcoming the Colombian president to the White House. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys smoked pot when you were teenagers? And then how many of you are depressed? Well, they say there's a study showing that marijuana damages children's brains, and thousands could have avoided depression if they never smoked marijuana. Now, I don't like studies such as this because don't tell me what I shouldn't have done in the past, because if I can't do anything about it now, you know, yeah, I could protect our kids and our grandkids later and things like that. I don't have grandkids yet, but in the future. But don't be, you know, telling us, well, if you would have eaten this or avoided diet soda or, you know, I can't change the past. Now, I never smoked marijuana, so I'm good. But they say smoking marijuana in your teenage years raises the risk of depression and suicide. This is a study coming from Oxford University and McGill University.
and it estimated that over 500,000 adults in the UK and US can be saved from mental health disorders by avoiding the drug as a teenager. Well, too late now. Most kids smoke pot. The teams have now warned that cannabis, which is obviously legal in several U.S. states and used by millions of young people, is a significant public health risk with devastating consequences. And they have urgently called for officials to make tackling use of the drug a priority. They say a link between depression and juvenile cannabis use, meaning under 18, has in part been attributed to the increased strength of marijuana in the streets today. Apparently, the strains of the 80s and 90s were a lot more mild. So they say this is a huge public health and mental health problem. The number of people who are exposed to cannabis is very high. And they say this should be a priority for public health and mental health sectors. So the researchers at McGill University and University of Oxford looked at 11 studies involving more than 23,000 individuals. And this was now the largest meta-analysis to date of this. So basically they looked at a bunch of other studies. It's called a meta-analysis. And they found that 7% of cases of adult depression may possibly not occur if teenagers stop smoking cannabis. Now, some of you will say, well, that's not really, that's 7%. No, they say that's about 400,000 people in the U.S. suffer from depression that may not need to. Now, there was not a link found between cannabis exposure and anxiety in adulthood. The risk of depression was modest, but it does bring to light marijuana smoking in teenagers. Now, many of you out there cannot stand the studies that are coming up talking about marijuana, and I get that, okay? In the U.S., we right now have 44% of those 12 or older have used cannabis at some point in their lives. The number is probably even higher. So I think we have a lot of people out there that smoke marijuana, and they don't want to see it made illegal again. Nobody wants to see with marijuana what we saw with alcohol and the prohibition. They go, if it's legalized, just make it legal. And the reason why is people like it. So why? Why are people liking it? And I, here's the thing. As a doctor, I'm not supposed to try it or whatever. I'm sure a lot of doctors out there do. I would love to see the hype. My experience with it, where I could appreciate why people liked it, was I told you guys, there was a big birthday party for my kids. What we did is we rented out a suite while my friend set us up at a suite at a hotel. And so my husband and I were watching movies in one room while the kids were watching movies in the other. They went to the pool during the day, then they come back, they eat a bunch of food, we bring up a bunch of stuff from Costco, and then we order some pizza. So, you know, because food, room service is expensive. So they have pizza, snacks, they get to jump on the beds, and they get to be in their room watching TV while we're in the attached room paying attention to them, whatever. And I'm just sitting on the couch, and I am feeling good. And I'm like, Corey, was there a lot of sugar in this? I didn't drink a soda. What was it? And, you know, the room was starting to stink a pot. And it's because somebody, a couple floors up, was smoking their pot into the air conditioning vent. So we called security to see if we could move, and they couldn't move our rooms. And we're like, look, I need you to document this. I got kids here, and I don't want them smelling a pot or getting exposed to this. So luckily, their room didn't have it, so we kind of closed things up or whatever. But I just remember how I felt on the couch, and I just felt so relaxed. And that was secondhand marijuana. So, all I could explain it from a secondhand point of view, while I was freaking out that, you know, the kids are going to smell of it and I'm going to look like I was smoking it when I didn't, is that it relaxes you, puts you into some sort of euphoria, and you don't seem to care about stuff and sweat the little things. So it sounds like a wonder drug. And then on top of that, if there's some medicinal uses, it seems to be the wonder drug. Well, with every positive, there's a negative. That's just the laws of physics. And the negative is your body will start to compensate. Maybe it'll make more receptors. It goes, well, wait a second. You know, if there's this marijuana coming in, and there's a lot of it, we need to make sure that we have the capacity for it. So then it builds more receptors. But then if you don't smoke the marijuana, you have these extra receptors and you can't, then you feel the deficit. or your brain goes, hey, John, I really like last night. Do it again. Get more. Do it again. And then you do it again. And then you do it again. No. You know, and then you start getting used to it. So the problem is we have this tolerance build up. And then let's just look at kids. Okay, so now you have kids. And kids, they need to, we've talked about this, they need to be spry. They need to be very acute and really on it and have scalpel precision with their thoughts as they're starting to navigate and become adults and learn how to compete and learn how to get the grades they need to, you know, get into college and then, you know, get that degree or get into medical school or law school or get that marketing degree or that engineering position or whatever they have to do. And now you throw this, don't worry, be happy. Oh, hell no. Now, we're telling kids not to vape. We have a bunch of them vaping. So some kids are trying to go to the stimulants. They're trying to go to the nicotine. And then other kids are going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to chill. The problem is the endocannabinoid system that is designed to help relax. Sometimes you might relax so much where you're like, I don't even need to be alive anymore. And we do find an increased risk of suicide with chronic marijuana use. People do get depressed. They may get lazy. You know, they talk about people getting munchies and things like that. Maybe it's for energy. Maybe it's because they get depressed that they go to the carbs. Some people, they don't eat. You know? But sometimes you have that paranoia that sets in. But while a child's mind is developing and they're trying to figure out the hunt, I mean, you want your teenagers aggressive. Now, not aggressive in terms of getting into fights, cutting people off on the road. But they need to learn how to navigate the road, both figuratively and literally. And I see this with my kids. They don't do drugs, thank God. But I see this with my kids. They're like, all right, well, if I got to see, who cares? I'm like, you got to see. You're letting somebody beat you? What happens if there's one job and there's 200 of you applying? You need to feed your kids later. If you're okay with a C, your kids that are starving won't be okay with that. Oh, I get very hyperbole. I really do. I make them feel so damn guilty. I'm like, where's the fight? I was always a fighter. I was always competitive. I didn't have to be the best, but I needed to be the best that I could do. And I just don't see that with kids right now. Now you add marijuana on top of that. How many kids are dying to go into the military? Yeah, we have a good group, but no. You don't really see that ire. You don't see that roar. Well, pot's not helping. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dahlia, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it's funny, we're seeing a little bit of pushback from pregnant women. Now, though, this isn't the kind of pushback we want to see, where pregnant women are starting to smoke and drink because they are irritated by people judging them for it. This is a study that researchers are claiming where victim blaming needs to end, and they say there's a stigma is more often based on moral judgment of the mother instead of the level of risk to an unborn child. And there is, apparently, this is happening in the UK, where pregnant women are smoking and drinking more in private. And they say judgment from midwives, because they have a lot of midwives that deliver babies as opposed to obstetricians, I guess, there's a lot of obstetricians in Europe, too, but midwives, who are fantastic, are utilized a lot in Europe. And they say judgment from midwives has led women to feel alienated and have awkward relationships. And there's growing pressure on the government to take action. As latest figures show, 10.5% of English women are known to be smokers when they give birth. 10% of British women are smoking. Now, how many are in America? Well, we think the numbers are down. And we think the numbers are down because we think, oh, we've done a really, really good job, you know, cutting back on smoking. But first, is anybody really open about it? Is anybody really, you know, saying, oh, yeah, I smoke? In America, we are scared to death to let anybody know we smoke, whether we're pregnant or not. Women think their baby's going to get taken away from them if anybody sees that they smoke or drink. It's funny, we were watching Mad Men, and I think she's pregnant, and she grabs a drink or she grabs a cigarette, and we had to remind ourselves it was the 60s, you know? I think even he, Draper, was even driving while having a drink in his hand, and that was, I think, before a lot of the DUI laws, where you couldn't have an open martini glass, right, while you drive. So I think there's a lot of women secretly smoking. I also think a lot of them are vaping. You get really tired when you're pregnant. And vaping might give you that little bit of that nicotine edge, that little boost you need to keep doing what you're doing. You know, the other thing I'm noticing, too, is, you know, you see a lot of pregnant women working. I mean, I did. I worked until the day I was in labor. You know, even when I was on bed rest and I was supposed to be on IV fluids, I just saw patients with my IV fluid and I would just see them and, you know, I had to work. I had to work. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of women out there that feel like they have to work also and that they can't take the time off. We're trying to change that, giving women time off and maternity leave and all that. But it's really expensive to do. And so I think there's a lot of people coping. A study at the University of Cardiff involved 10 pregnant women from low-income deprived areas. They interviewed them, and they found one using e-cigs. She said, now that I'm pregnant again, I started having a few, they call cigarettes something different over there. It's like I got a craving for smoke or something. It's really weird. Some people do have cravings. Now, what is the danger of smoking while pregnant? Well, there's a lot. There's a lot. One is you're cutting off the blood supply. When you smoke, you narrow the blood vessels. Number two, you have contaminants in these cigarettes that's getting to the lungs. So babies seem to be less healthy. Sometimes it increases stillbirth. Sometimes it increases prematurity. So then they have issues with breathing and feeding and health problems. So thousands of premature births, miscarriages, and stillbirths have been linked to smoking. Some babies are born underweight. They say the average baby is 8 ounces lighter than a baby to a mom that doesn't smoke. So, you know, here we are thinking, oh, yeah, we got this. No, no, we don't got this. Okay, pregnant women are smoking and drinking. I told you guys about the alcohol. Okay, I did not want to drink when I was pregnant, and I really don't like the taste of alcohol. Yet my doctor, who was kind of an old farm doc, he was a family doctor who did everything, could take care of a horse, could take care of, you know, anything, deliver babies, whatever. I started having premature contractions with my first. So I called him up, because he was my doctor, and I said, look, before I call the OB, I just want to let you know, I'm going to go to the hospital. He's like, why? Well, because I'm having contractions. He goes, no. Are you bleeding? I'm like, no. He's like, how often are your contractions? Well, they feel like contractions. He goes, I want you to have a glass of wine right now. Watch, they'll go away. I'm like, but I'm not nervous. I don't want to drink. He goes, get some wine. I don't have wine. I'm not a wine drinker. I had no wine at the house. But there was a Seagram's wine cooler that we had from before I was pregnant. So I drank half of that. The contractions went away. Now, we do not recommend alcohol in pregnancy. That is a big no-no. But he goes, you see, you just saved yourself steroids, tributyline, you just saved yourselves all that. And I'm like, whoa. Now, we don't recommend alcohol. You could get fetal alcohol syndrome with the child. You could have a lot of issues. You could raise your blood pressure. It's not a healthy thing to do. But that's kind of one of those, you know, think outside the boxes, where that little bit of alcohol stopped the contractions. And the funny thing is in the olden days, that's how we stopped premature labor. We'd hook women up to an IV of alcohol. and that would the alcohol would stop the contractions. Now, that's nothing we would recommend. That's a no-no, no alcohol with pregnancy. But you have a lot of people kind of doing their own thing. They hear stories like that. They're like, okay, well, I could drink, I could whatever. No, I didn't give you that story to tell you you could drink. Don't drink. But sometimes, you know, people treat themselves. Now, I didn't know that. My doctor had to tell me to do it. But you have other women whose moms and aunts and sisters said, oh, yeah, grab a cocktail. It'll stop the contractions. Is that good? Is that bad? For me, I think a lot of people are doing stuff that they shouldn't, which is why it's so important for the doctor, you know, to have that sit down. But there's a lot of distrust for doctors. We opened today's show talking about how people don't think outside the box and how people get in trouble for doing that. And so you have a lot of people now getting frustrated with the boundaries they have to work in. And so I'm seeing patients really upset with me because I'm not writing antibiotics as much. They have a cold, they have a cough, it's been 2 days. I'm like, look, it could be viral. I'm not supposed to give you antibiotics yet until, you know, unless you have a fever, unless it sounds like it's pneumonia. Based on what I'm hearing over the phone, it doesn't sound like it's bacterial. Well, how do you know? I go, I don't know for sure. This is by the phone. You need to go to a doctor and have them look at you and decide. Well, give me the antibiotics anyway. I can't. There's guidelines. Same thing with strep throat. With strep throat, the guidelines are we could give antibiotics if you have white exudates on the back of the throat, if you have fever, if you have enlarged lymph glands, and the sore throat, but no cough. If you're coughing, it's probably not strep throat. It's probably a viral. If you're not having a fever, if you're not having the white exudates. So now you call in for a sore throat, and maybe appropriately so, because people were given too many antibiotics. You're not going to get the antibiotic unless you, you know, don't have a cough, but you have a fever, you have the swollen glands, etc. Same thing if we examine you in the doctor's office. Now, I can tell you have strep because of the smell. So if I'm with you in the room, I know you have strep when I walk in the room because I can smell it. There's a smell to it. And then I look and I see, though, I'm like, you got strep. I don't even have to screen. I don't even have to. I see it. But, you know, now that we're doing a lot of medicine over the phone, And so, you know, people are very, very frustrated with the guidelines we have. Same thing with diets. You know, cut your carbs, but don't do keto. Don't eat big meals, but don't fast. And I think eventually there's going to be just this big kind of revolt where people are going to say, screw everybody. I'm going to do my own thing. And that's what I think we're starting to see with pregnant people. We're seeing this with the anti-vaccine movement. Parents are like, I'm not vaccinating. You're like, well, why not? Your doctor told you. People don't respect their doctor anymore. They think we're puppets for the government, and we're not. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.